You made me love you.
Oh!
You made me love you. You made me love you. You get all that just from looking at paint on a canvas, and it's just her facial expression, her, what's going on underneath her eyes that makes you think that. I think that makes it valid and interesting.
The context that it comes from affects the way we view it.
I think it provokes us because it provoked the painter, and in turn, he's kind of sending that message to us.
Whether or not it's a good painting is cannot be subjective.
Well, I feel like I'm missing something.
Will you remember us?
They made a mistake.
I do.
Elizabeth, I don't see Spencer.
Excuse me, Mother. Miss Watson, can you help me get in touch with that friend of yours in Greenwich Village?
Oh, what do you need in Greenwich Village?
An apartment. I filed for a divorce this morning. And since we know I'm not welcome at your house...
You remember Giselle Levy? What'd you call her?
Yes. New York Kike. That's it. Well, we're going to be roommates.
Hi.
You ready? Yeah.
Greenwich Village.
For a while. Then, who knows? Maybe law school? Yale even?
Well, I wouldn't want to come up against you in any court anywhere.
Maybe I can drop by next year. Keep you on your toes. You will be here. Miss Watson?
Dear Betty, I came to Wellesley because I wanted to make a difference. But to change for others
is to lie to yourself. My teacher, Catherine Watson, lived by her own definition and would not compromise that, not even for Wellesley. I dedicate this, my last editorial, to an extraordinary woman who lived by example and compelled us all to see the world through new eyes. By the time you read this, she'll be sailing to Europe, where I know she'll find new walls to break down and new ideas to replace them with.
Hold it, everybody!